The ghosts of Arthur Anderson's past came back to haunt the company today as it stands trial in a federal criminal court in Houston. Anderson is accused of obstructing justice for destroying documents and emails from its audits of Enron. But it was the firm's audits of other companies that were the focus of much of the testimony today. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Houston attending the trial. Cheryl, this case is about what Anderson did with Enron documents. Why were the prosecutors bringing up Anderson's audits of other companies?
Well, the prosecution says it all goes to motive, Leanne, but to understand why Arthur Anderson obstructed justice in this case with Enron, that the jury had to see how Anderson acted with other clients. And it pointed specifically to two companies, to Sunbeam and Waste Management. Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission said that Anderson essentially botched those companies' audits in the 1990s, underestimating their earnings by millions, and accused the firm and some of its partners of being involved in security fraud. Anderson settled the Waste Management case. It paid millions in fines. It was put on probation. So any violation of SEC rules could mean the company would lose its license and its ability to audit companies. So the prosecution said those cases clearly rebuffed Anderson's claim that it had no intent to obstruct justice.
Now, explain how the prosecutors made the jump from talking about problems with these past audits to the charges in the current case.
Well, Prosecutor Matt Friedrich gave the opening statement. He said the Enron case is similar to what happened with Sunbeam and Waste Management. And he said Anderson took advantage of a window of opportunity, that it knew the SEC was on its way because that's what happened in the other two cases, that it hadn't come yet, so the company took the time to sanitize its files, destroying documents and getting rid of email. The prosecutor also talked about David Duncan, the lead auditor for Anderson, who testified for the government. Duncan has pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice, and prosecutors said that his testimony, when it comes, will be enough alone to convict Arthur Anderson.
Now, Arthur Anderson has a rather colorful and well-known attorney representing it. His name is Rusty Hardin. What did Hardin do with his opening statement?
Well, first of all, he said that this was a horrible tragedy and a rush to judgment by the government. He said this is a document destruction charge that's being brought by the government, which is based on evidence that he says Anderson preserved and that Anderson gave to them. He said that there was some irony in that. And in the courtroom, he held up a big stack of documents saying that if Anderson had been trying to hold something back from the SEC, that not a single document would have seen the light of day. He said if this was some conspiracy on behalf of Anderson, then it was the most incompetent conspiracy in the country's history. Now, Rusty Hardin also talked specifically about shredding, and he said that that is not a dirty word in the accounting world, but the way the industry works, that accountants get rid of garbage that they don't need, and he says that's essentially what was going on at Anderson.
And very briefly, Cheryl, opening statements out of the way, what's next?
Witnesses. We've already had one on the stand. Thomas Newkirk with the SEC has been the first witness, essentially giving background information. We're waiting, of course, expectantly to hear from David Duncan.
Thanks very much, NPR's Cheryl Corley, reporting from Houston.